Ronnie Dahl is our guest here on WRCO's Morning Show. I guess the Rock and Roll Reunion is ready to rock this Saturday. Here we go again, Roddy. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's an annual thing. It's been an annual thing since 2010. Well, it was biannual in the beginning, but now it's an annual thing, and this is our 16th year, I think.
My goodness. And every year brings a special feature. And what's special about this year?
This year, we are donating all of the money to local immigrants. And we are donating the money through the free clinic in Boscobel and through the Head Start CAP program. And so it's kind of cool. You know, we have immigrants that we work around every day in our farming communities and restaurants. And sometimes I don't think they have some of the same opportunities as some of us that were born and raised here. And so that was what we decided to do this year.
Okay, and so it goes on Saturday. Have you had good response from some of the old pickers and grinners and rock and rollers?
Oh, we have an amazing lineup again. We have about 30 musicians, and some of those are involved in collaborations with different bands on the same day, you know. So we mix it up really, really good, and when it comes to genres, we've covered all the bases. We've got some big band type music, and we've got country and a little bluegrass and folk and, you know, just some rock and roll, you know, and some blues. And we've got it all mixed up to just to please just about every music appreciator that there is out there.
Is it possible we might see, hey, this guy just played guitar a couple of bands ago, and he's playing again, and, you know, kind of playing in different bands that day? Or how does that work, Roddy?
Well, we have some of the musicians that have regular bands and play with different groups during their regular season. And some of them have said that they would come by themselves, and then we've had volunteers step up and say, hey, I'll be your bass player, I'll be your drummer. You know, and so that's really what's really cool about Rock and Roll Reunion, is it's a kind of fit everybody in the right place and make it happen. And it seems to work out. I don't know how. I'm the hardest one to fit in without a little practice. But some of these guys jump in there like they've been playing with these other people their whole lives.
But you have a 45, though.
I have a 45, and I'm going to get that to you, I promise you. I'm talking about 45s to some of these musicians. They probably don't even know what a 45 is.
Yeah, well, I think it's a gun, I think.
I've been playing on my own show now. I've been playing a tribute to the band America, and I was telling this group of young club goers the other day that I'm playing this tribute to the band America, and they looked at me like, America? I've never heard of the band America. And so, you know, different generations pick up on different things, and I might be moving out of what was once popular music. I don't know.
What time does the music start Saturday, Roddy?
The music starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and each group plays about a half an hour. And then there's about a 10-minute switchover time, and it's nonstop music until pushing 9 o'clock at night. And this year, we used to try to cook simple food on our own, and we'd do burgers and hot dogs mostly. And this year, we have somebody catering the entire event. So I think they've got pulled pork, and they've got barbecue and chili dogs, but they're also serving full meals with salad and everything there. So it takes a big burden off of me, but it's also going to really enhance this event, you know, going forward, that we can get that kind of service for the food.
In the past, you've had school reunions centered around that. Will you this year?
It sounds like there's still going to be a couple of school reunions there. They didn't really promote it so much this year, but I know that one of the organizers from North Crawford, the person that organized it, said she couldn't be there, but she did send out an invitation to her entire class saying that, you know, they can still get there and have that reunion there, absolutely.
You encourage people to take along lawn chairs or whatever they need?
Yep, it's in the Woodman Village Park, and we do have the old village hall there, which is the old schoolhouse, and that's air conditioned. So if we'd happen to end up with some of these unbearable temperatures like we've had this past week, there is a place to cool down. Other than that, we've got three large tents set up outside, and there are two very nice shelters in the park. One of them will be the concession area where you can get food, and that's where we also set up all the memorabilia and posters from years past. And then there's another large shelter just up the hill where you can see all of the bands from there. And then we've got a couple of big tents, too. So rain or shine, we've got you covered, so to speak.
Tell me about the memorabilia. Anything in there that you're most proud of?
Well, there's a lot of neat stuff. We have one guitar that was given to me by Dave Davidson, who was a Lifetime Achievement Award winner at one time. And we have designated that guitar as the official Rock and Roll Reunion guitar. So we have that on display, and every year one of the musicians will play that guitar as a tribute to Dave, who passed away a few years ago. Then I've got a personal signature guitar, and everybody that I have ever played music with and at these reunions, I try to get them to sign it. So there's still a few spots that aren't covered on that guitar. And I know this year we've got some interesting memorabilia from a band they used to call Sky Farmer, which was unbelievably popular in the Kickapoo River Valley. And I'm going to try to have some of their records out on display. And then we encourage people to bring old posters and t-shirts and tell stories. And, it, you know, if they've got records or recordings or CDs, we try to get all that stuff out there, too.
Well, that's awesome. You have that much music and, you know, you're quickly turning it around from group to group and artist to artist. Do you have a lot of volunteers that help lug stuff around? How does that work, Roddy?
Well, we've got a really good, I got a call this morning, as a matter of fact, we've got a really good group of volunteers to help get everything set up. And so some of them will come on Thursday and some will come on Friday. It's supposed to rain on Friday, but it looks like we might sidestep the rain on Saturday. And so, we've got a really good group to help get the stage set up. And we have a beautiful stage that we made specifically for a Rock and Roll Reunion. So it's covered and it's wired and it has plenty of room for people to move around on stage without being crowded. And we have lights, you know, all set up and all that's pretty cool. We even have an LED sign on the back of our trailer, which displays messages all day long about the performance and where the money's going and so on and so forth. So, yeah, we should be covered, I hope.
I know you had the tribute to the railroad earlier this year, and so Woodman's been a happening place this summer, hasn't it?
Well, twice a year, we really try to put ourselves back on the map. We have Dinky Days, which is a railroad celebration of our history here in the first weekend after Memorial Day. And then Rock and Roll Reunion is always the first Saturday in August. So even though the date changes, obviously we stay with the first Saturday. And we bump heads with some other festivals and stuff, but we found as long as we pick a weekend and stick with it, we have our best average turnouts by, you know, people can plan a year ahead of time knowing that event comes up on the first Saturday in August every year.
Can you shed a little light on this year's Lifetime Achievement person? I know it's a secret.
Well, we have three people, and of course, it's all hush-hush. I can't let the cat out of the bag there. The one thing that we have kind of changed this year going forward is, I have kind of a close-knit group of people that helped plan the first Rock and Roll Reunion. And, you know, they have been great help, but it is a lot to put together for just one or two or even three people. So over the past, we have selected people from the list of Lifetime Achievement Award winners, past winners, and we now have a committee of six people that will help plan, will help decide where the money goes every year, you know, what our theme is, what color the shirts are, what our logos will be. And going forward, I think that's a really great deal. You know, we're all getting older, and if something happened to one of us, I'd hate to think that this event would not be able to continue. So some of the board members are performing musicians. So Kathy Wallen Sobeck from Soldiers Grove, she's a performer, and she's a previous award winner. Dale Hoke, he's a drummer from Iowa. He's a previous award winner. Fred Landre from Platteville, amazing guitar player, past award winner. Dean Olson, my old friend Dean Olson, and Jay Hoffman from Viroqua, he's on the board. I'm hoping I didn't miss anybody on there. And but anyway, we've got a really, really nice group of people to help plan every year and take this forward. And I think it helps build the enthusiasm, you know, when you get more people on board and, you know, try to make these things happen.
How do you make money for the cause then?
Well, it's a free event, you know, as far as admission goes. So you can bring your own chair, bring your own beverage. We encourage people to try and buy, you know, all their soft drinks and their food there, because a percentage of that food comes back to our cause. But the main way we raise money is from the sale of T-shirts or just from plain donations. And we truly appreciate those and accept those, you know, graciously. And I know that last year, our cause was we wanted to give to autism. And one of the musicians had asked about it the year before because he had a family member with autism. And I said, that's a great idea. So we didn't know how to distribute the money to make the best use of it. So we reached out to CESA 3, which works with all of the local schools. And we decided that we would pick 5 local schools to divide the money up evenly between, and it was to be used in their sensory rooms in the school, which is the rooms where they can work with all types of children with disabilities and special needs. And we picked the schools last year based upon their attendance, their enrollment, because the smaller schools, unfortunately, don't have the same opportunities as the larger schools do. And one of those schools was real close to you there in Richland Center. Ithaca was one of the schools that we selected to receive the money last year. So the money last year went to Cassville, which is probably the smallest school in all of Southwest Wisconsin. So Cassville, Ithaca, and then we kind of just popped right up the Kickapoo River Valley with Waseca, Seneca, North Crawford, because all those schools, you know, fit into that small school need. And we got some really nice letters back from those schools thanking the whole group of musicians for their contribution.
That's awesome. So it all begins with music starting at 11 on Saturday morning. Roddy, it's kind of like a Woodstock and Woodman then, isn't it?
That's our new theme. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's not Woodstock. It's Woodmanstock.
Woodmanstock. Okay.
Yeah.
And the old stock will be playing on Saturday,
yep,
or something like that.
Yep. And and this year our T-shirts are tie-dyed again. About everybody loves the tie-dyed shirts. So about every 4 or 5 years, we'll vary from, you know, straight common colors and go back to the tie-dye. And our logo is truly impressive this year, too. You know, and it expresses, you know, the unity that, you know, we feel as a country.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Roddy. Good luck with Rock and Roll Reunion Saturday.
And thank you so very much, always, to WRCO for helping us out with all of this stuff.
You bet. You're always welcome. Roddy Dahl joining us on WRCO's Morning Show.